We present to you
seriously
ignorant
news.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
It's a little disturbing. I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
Ignorant.
S-I-N.
Seriously ignorant news.
Damon is home in Chicago at Zanies May 17th through the 22nd. Get your tickets now at chicago.zanies.com.
Yes.
Senior Chief Correspondent Damon Williams reports from Chicago on a crime that will make it harder for any shopper wearing a hoodie. Seriously, Damon?
Seriously, Tom, as serious as a 92-year-old freak. Hey, yes, sir. This old man, he did three. His thing must be to his knee.
Yeah.
With a knick-knack, paddy-whack, he gave them all a bone. All right, here we go.
Murdering a children's hit.
Yes. Murdered nursery rhymes right here on the Tom Dunn Morning Show.
I love it. I love it.
All right. Man, that's a great story. Yes, sir. Gave them all a bone. Listen. Here's some seriously ignorant news.
After
a New
that,
York-based,
more
serious, yes, and more ignorant, Sybil. Thank you. A New York-based rap group was hauled into Manhattan criminal court for cybercrime and identity theft. Almost 39 affiliate members of this group face a total multiple charges, including criminal possession of stolen property for instrument and conspiracy, grand larceny. You know, this is just to name a few things, because the alleged members of this identity theft ring exploited personal information to make fake credit cards, and then they would shop at high-end stores like Saks Fifth Avenue and Barney's and things, and they ran up all type of bills. This is known as card cracking. So what it does, sometimes they contact people through social media, and the criminals let the criminals deposit money in their accounts, blah, 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 blah. They run up money, they take the money out before the check clears, and they do that. So, but they also were shopping, but they also made songs about their exploits. So this one song, they could be heard saying, hold on here. All right. Make the money, do a backflip early in the morning at Saks Fifth. Hit a lick, now I'm dabbing and cracking these cards. So the name of the song is She's in Love with a Scammer.
So these boys,
known as the Pop Out Boys, presented their own song about all of the exploits, and that became Exhibit A in the criminal case.
Hey, that is stupid.
Yeah, the song is on SoundCloud. So they was like, Your Honor, Exhibit A, put on the song, everybody go to jail.
Everybody. So,
all the Pop Out Boys, or they should change their name to the Locked Up Boys, or maybe the Dumbass
that's
Boys.
That's
seriously.
Stupid.
God, that's stupid.
Yeah,
well, the song about it, here it go.
Yeah. Yeah, people posted too much stuff on social media. Just like in this story, this involves people who brag too much online. New Haven, Connecticut police say they received multiple complaints about reckless motorcycle and ATV riders in the area. So they began investigating. This investigation went as far back as November. Now, the troopers said they heard about a large number of videos of these reckless acts being posted on Instagram. So they searched Instagram and found 32-year-old Gabriel Canestra Jr. of New Haven, one of these reckless drivers. He had an Instagram account called Reckless203. So now, everybody in the 203 that's reckless posting their videos, and they all got reckless driving charges. You big dummies. Seriously. As serious as an ugly guy with cute ways.
Hey, whoa.
Hey.
I've heard ladies say that he ugly, but he got some cute ways. Or a knick-knack, patty-whack, give him dog a bone.